You will now hear a story about adapting to a new culture. You will hear the story twice. During the second listening, you will have time to answer the questions. Now, listen to the story straight through.
Adapting to a new culture. These days, it's not uncommon for people to move abroad temporarily for various reasons. Work, studies, love, adventure. Whatever your reason is, it's good to be aware of cultural differences in the new country and also to prepare for what lies ahead. No matter how cosmopolitan you think you are, things will be somewhat different and surprising, or even shocking. Hence the term culture shock. Culture shock is part of the process of becoming familiar with a new culture, also known as cultural adaptation. At first, you can experience some discomfort in your new setting. Things seem strange and even wrong somehow. The key is to remember that this is a normal part of the process of adapting, and the uneasy feeling will pass eventually. You should realize that you are carrying cultural baggage, that is, your own values and beliefs that stem from your culture and traditions. It's easier to understand new cultures and customs when you can appreciate how your background affects your behavior. It is easier to adjust to the new culture and avoid getting homesick if you can anticipate what will happen. You can plan how you will keep in touch with your family and friends. This will make your departure easier for you and people who are important to you. Stay in touch regularly, but also remember that you will be busy when you first move, so make sure your family understands that you won't be calling them every 5 minutes. Expect things to be different and be flexible. Try to maintain a positive mindset, even when you're faced with new challenges daily. Think of these as an essential part of your experience and as a way to learn new things. At first, you will probably be excited in your new country. Everything will seem fascinating and curious, and you will be making constant comparisons between your home country and the new host country. You will find many similarities, but as time passes, you will also notice many differences. After the initial excitement wears off, these differences may start to seem annoying. You might find that the way things are done in your new culture irritates you. Finally, you can start to experience homesickness, which might be so extreme that you start having sleep problems. You feel emotional and burst into tears unexpectedly. You might even want to avoid people and the stress of social situations. Luckily, most people survive culture shock. There is no evidence of anybody dying of this kind of shock. Over time, you are likely to get over your negative feelings, and you will be able to enjoy the host culture again. No doubt, there will still be some cultural clashes when your values contradict the local values and customs, but eventually you will learn to appreciate the differences, and you will get a better understanding of the new culture.
Now you will hear the story in parts. Read questions 1 and 2.
Adapting to a new culture. These days, it's not uncommon for people to move abroad temporarily for various reasons. Work, studies, love, adventure. Whatever your reason is, it's good to be aware of cultural differences in the new country and also to prepare for what lies ahead. No matter how cosmopolitan you think you are, things will be somewhat different and surprising, or even shocking. Hence the term culture shock.
Answer questions 1 and 2. Read questions 3 and 4.
Culture shock is part of the process of becoming familiar with a new culture, also known as cultural adaptation. At first, you can experience some discomfort in your new setting. Things seem strange and even wrong somehow. The key is to remember that this is a normal part of the process of adapting, and the uneasy feeling will pass eventually. You should realize that you are carrying cultural baggage, that is, your own values and beliefs that stem from your culture and traditions. It's easier to understand new cultures and customs when you can appreciate how your background affects your behavior.
Answer questions 3 and 4. Read questions 5 and 6.
It is easier to adjust to the new culture and avoid getting homesick if you can anticipate what will happen. You can plan how you'll keep in touch with your family and friends. This will make your departure easier for you and people who are important to you. Stay in touch regularly, but also remember that you will be busy when you first move, so make sure your family understands that you won't be calling them every 5 minutes. Expect things to be different and be flexible. Try to maintain a positive mindset, even when you're faced with new challenges daily. Think of these as an essential part of your experience and as a way to learn new things.
Answer questions 5 and 6. Read questions 7 and 8.
At first, you will probably be excited in your new country. Everything will seem fascinating and curious, and you will be making constant comparisons between your home country and the new host country. You will find many similarities, but as time passes, you will also notice many differences. After the initial excitement wears off, these differences may start to seem annoying. You might find that the way things are done in your new culture irritates you. Finally, you can start to experience homesickness, which might be so extreme that you start having sleep problems. You feel emotional and burst into tears unexpectedly. You might even want to avoid people and the stress of social situations.
Answer questions 7 and 8. Read questions 9 and 10.
Luckily, most people survive culture shock. There is no evidence of anybody dying of this kind of shock. Over time, you are likely to get over your negative feelings, and you will be able to enjoy the host culture again. No doubt, there will still be some cultural clashes when your values contradict the local values and customs. But eventually, you will learn to appreciate the differences, and you will get a better understanding of the new culture.
Answer questions 9 and 10.